Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Lisa Gar. Welcome to the Aware Show Teleseminar Series. I'm so excited just to get started here. I want to jump into this call today because we're talking about a process that ensures success every single time. Now, that's a huge claim. That's a very big claim that my guest has experienced. And we're going to find out how, exactly how, on this call. We're going to go through processes. So I want you to sit down, get your pens out, pay attention, because today's information is life-changing. And just take it on just by showing up. You're already making these changes in your mind and in your body. So I have an enormous amount of gratitude for you being here, a lot of enthusiasm. Just to let you know, there will be a special offer at the end of the call also that you can go to at any point during the call. The address there is theawareshow.com/Lloyd, L-O-Y-D. And I want to stay focused on the content, so I want you to go there, check that out as you can during the call. And there's also a free thank you gift at the top of the hour for people who are on the call. So we have a lot in store for you today. It's a whole experience. So I have my pen. I have my paper out. And joining us today is number one best-selling author of The Healing Codes, Dr. Alex Lloyd, who is responsible for bringing so many success-oriented resources to so many people through his incredible experiences in life. Welcome to the show, Dr. Alex Lloyd.
Thank you, Lisa. I always look so forward to speaking with you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry to cut you off. When the intro was playing, the music was playing, I just got an infusion of energy during that. So I'm sorry if I'm a little enthusiastic over here. There's people on the call from London, Moscow, Australia, the beautiful U.S., all over the place. So I think it's just the energy's coming from, I think, the listeners. It really started pumping up when everybody started jumping on the line. So I can already tell you, this is going to be an amazing call. Okay. With that set up, you have a new incredible program called the Success Codes. But in order for people to understand this, I'd like it if you could share a little bit of your background on how you came across the Healing Codes, which was your best-selling book and that incredible program that so many people do know about. But in case they don't, tell us a little bit about your background there.
Sure. I'll be happy to, Lisa. The Healing Code discovery came in the spring of 2001, and it was a very personal thing to me because it was out of one part desperation and probably another part love. My wife and I were married in 1986 and thought our life was going to be happily ever after. And in less than 3 years, both of us wanted a divorce. And after visiting three doctors, we found out that Tracy was severely clinically depressed. And you know, you got to be careful these days when you say that word depression, because so many people suffer with depression. But the doctor said, you know, there's depression and then there's depression. This is the big bad bear of depression. It's major general depression. It's genetic. She'll have it until the day she dies. There's nothing you can do about it. But the good news, we can manage it with medications, of course. So you know, we thought, okay, well, at least we know what's going on, and hey, we can manage it with medications. But Tracy was one of a really significant percentage of people whose side effects were worse than the benefit, and so the managing it with medications was out the window.
Just
very few months. And so we were left in desperation. And we had a recommitment ceremony for our marriage, decided we were in it for better or worse. And then we started looking. And that's where my doctorates came from in psychology and natural medicine.
Oh, wow.
That was not 1% a career path. It was to try to find a cure for my wife. And after 12 years of going back to school, traveling all over the world, anyone who had hope for healing depression, I believe God gave me, it was a download at 35,000 feet on an airplane, the healing codes. And I know how that sounds, but I'm either going to tell the truth here or I'm not.
Right, right. It was an incredible, I mean, I've talked with you extensively about this, where you just started writing and writing furiously on the plane. And what did the person next to you think?
Well, you know what? About two-thirds of the way through that, I took dictation for 3 hours, and it was literally like it was written on the wall, and I was copying it down. The best way to, you know, and my hand was cramping. I was running out of paper, and at one point, I kind of forgot where I was, and I said out loud, God, you're either going to have to slow down or remind me of this. I can't write that fast. And that's when I looked around and people were looking at me a little bit funny. And, you know, don't call the marshals. I'm not nuts. I'm just having an experience here.
Wow.
And then I got home, and it knocked Tracy's depression out in 45 minutes. Clients started telling me their MS was gone, their Lou Gehrig's disease was gone, their cancer was gone, their heart disease was gone. We started out of my basement with very little money and no advertising. We've never spent a nickel of advertising. And today we have clients in 50 states, 143 countries. And in the last year, I've been interviewed live on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. They did a PBS special, a 30-minute special that aired on PBS about this process and what's happened. So that's where we came from.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, a lot of people on the call are already familiar with the healing codes and are asking very specific, really great questions about about how these blocks are genetically encoded in our DNA and how these codes actually can help unblock those specific energetic blocks. And it really is fascinating. I have spoken with so many people who use these and get it, and it has definitely worked for them. So what we're talking about today is, in addition to that, tell me how you got to the success codes from the healing codes. Was it, I mean, first of all, let me ask you, what did people want healing the most on?
Well, I think it depends on what they're struggling with at the time. If people are struggling with the health issue, they want healing from health, period. I mean, that's number one, usually, until that's gone. But if they're not struggling a lot with health, people want success. However they define that, you know, Mother Teresa would have defined success very, very differently from Donald Trump. And that doesn't mean that either one of them are wrong.
Right.
It's just different for each person. So, in my experience, if health is not, a bear on your back right now, let's say, success is usually number one.
Is it? Interesting. So I got it. Yep. So if people aren't dealing with an immediate health issue, the biggest healing that people were needing was on success. Now, you have a very interesting way of defining success. What does that mean to you?
Well, success to me really is living your calling. It's living moment by moment in the present moment in truth and love. And experiencing love in the present moment. And to me, if that is your daily, hourly, minute-by-minute experience with life, you're an angel almost. I mean, you're in the tall country that very few people ever experience on this planet. And I'm not saying I'm against money. I'm not. I think some people are definitely called to make large amounts of money, and for them, they're not going to be at peace until that happens, because that's their path. Each of us have a different path, and we find that when we can eliminate the falsehood, the falsehood and fear inside us, and replace that with life, with light, love, and truth.
Okay, so the success codes, did they come into you the same way that the healing codes did? Were you able to access or re-access that level of healing, or those codes again, those downloads?
Yeah, the success codes was not another revelation, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Like the one that happened with the healing codes. The success codes use the same mechanism as the healing codes. If you want to say it this way, to make it a little more understandable, they use the same motor, if we were talking about mechanics. But, you know, you can have the same motor and one of them be in a lawnmower, and one of them be in a car, and one of them be in a boat, and one of them be in, you know, something else. So it uses the same motor, which is the activation of four healing centers on the body, but everything else is the same. The process is totally different. The focus is different. In the healing codes, you're trying to do one thing and one thing only. You're trying to eliminate a negative internal frequency that is, we believe, the source of stress and illness and disease. The success codes process is very different from that. You're not doing one thing, you're doing three things. And we can describe that as we go forward.
Okay. I want to talk about, though, what a code is, just so people can understand. What is the sequencing of a code? If they have never seen this before, can you give an example of what one of the healing codes are and how these work in the body?
Yeah, sure. The healing codes is the discovery of four healing centers on the body that, to our knowledge, have never been discovered before. It's not acupuncture points. It's not Reiki. It's not yoga. It's not meditation or exercise. There's no nutrition involved. It's not affirmations. You activate these four healing centers with your fingers. It's very simple. A seven-year-old can do it unassisted. But the key to it is you activate them in a certain sequence. And the sequence determines what it works on. So for different problems, you use a different sequence, which makes sense because everything in nature is coded. It's the DNA coding that makes each person unique in all of history. It's the coding that makes a rose and not a chrysanthemum. Everything in nature is coded. So it's not surprising that a particular coding, if you will, would determine what is being worked on or what is being accessed or what is being healed or what is being brought up. And so that is what a healing code is. It is the activation of four healing centers on the body with your fingers that activates a function built into the body that we didn't know was there until 2001, but we've validated that with medical tests, and other people have also independently. And when you activate that, it neutralizes negative frequencies, negative signals in the body that create stress.
Okay, so where there's limiting beliefs, where there's...
That's right.
Where there's forgiveness that needs to happen, where there's patience that needs
That's
to
right.
happen. That's a big one for me. So these are different... and then the four healing centers in the body are where? And it's basically different ways that you use these sequences, but where are the healing centers in the body?
Right. Some of them are one spot. Some of them are two on each side of the body.
Oh, got it.
The one is called the bridge. It's where your eyebrows would grow together if they grew together. One is called the Adam's apple. It's where, for us gentlemen, our Adam's apple is. For ladies, it's about two-thirds of the way up the throat. One of them is called the jaw, which is on the back bottom corner of the jawbone on both sides of the of the face, about the size of a half dollar or silver dollar, and one is called the temple, that is close to the temple, but not exactly on the temple, again, on both sides of the head.
Okay, great. And so these codes are various ways of placing hands in various ways on these areas. So this is literally, these are literally codes that have come down through Alex Lloyd into a certain formation, and then through the last, I don't know how many years, 10 years you've been working with the healing codes. Dr. Lloyd, how long has it been?
11 years.
11 years. These
spring of 2001.
These have been tested in, on so many people with so many incredible experiences. So that's coming through as I'm seeing on the questions that are coming through the awareshow.com/Lloyd. You can also ask questions there. So I get that. That's coming through. So what we're talking about today is not the healing codes. It's the success codes. And I want people
right.
to understand that these are two different things.
Right.
Although the healing codes are incorporated within the success codes, you're specifically looking for ways to unlock the cellular secrets of success. So how do you do that?
That's only the first step, and there's two more steps. Let me give you a little bit of background, if I can. After the healing codes, became pretty popular and accepted around the world, I had no desire at all to do anything else, to create any other program. When we talk about creating something new, it's always okay, do we have to do this? We don't want to be one of those companies that says, oh, boy, there's a lot of money in this area. Let's do something in this area, even if there's a whole bunch of other stuff and ours isn't any better. Mm. Let's do it anyway and get a piece of that pie. We're not interested in that. We don't want to do it unless we feel like we need to do it, that there's a gap, there's a void, and that's how we felt. And here's how it came to me. I'd been working with people really since about the start of the healing codes on success issues with a very different process than the healing codes. And as you said, I had 100% success rate. I'd never worked with one person that it didn't work. But I also didn't have any big desire to market that. You know, I was just happy, you know, helping people with the healing codes. And then I met a gentleman named Ken Johnston, okay? And Ken had been an executive for many years in Silicon Valley and retired and decided that in retirement he was going to do what he was passionate about, which was help people become successful. It's just what fired him up. He loved doing that. And so because he was so talented, before long, he was running the largest personal development seminar company in North America, an absolute huge company. To give you an idea, they passed Tony Robbins a number of years ago. Okay?
Wow, okay.
And they had invited me to come and speak at one of their events, and I had met Ken. And while we were just kind of sitting around talking, I did the success process on him. I shared it with him because he was talking about how passionate he was about those issues. And then, you know, we said goodbye. And what I didn't know is that he had been absolutely blown away by that success process. And so about a year later, he called me and he said, you know, this may sound like a crazy question, but is there a place for me at your company? And my first reaction was, oh, my goodness, there's no way in the world I could ever afford you, you know, because my company compared to the company he was running, I mean, we were little peons compared to that company. And I knew about what he made, and he said, well, I don't care about the money. He said, I tell you what, you don't even pay me until I earn my salary, you know, in various ways, which is what we did. I didn't pay him for 6 months. My second question was, why in the world would you want to do this, to go from that company to this company? And Lisa, here's here's the whole reason we're talking about this today.
Oh, good. Okay. Great.
All of a sudden, Ken started whispering on the phone. This is on the phone, okay? And I asked him, I said, Ken, are there a lot of people around you? I was trying to figure out, why is he whispering on the phone? And he said, no, I'm by myself and with the door closed, nobody can hear anything I'm saying. And I thought, okay, well, whatever he's about to say is really significant, because he just started spontaneously whispering with what he's about to tell me. And here's what he said.
Okay, say it in a whispering tone. What did he say?
Yes, he said, here's what almost nobody in the world knows.
Okay.
And we only speak about it in whispers behind locked doors.
Oh.
And here it is. He said, in the success self-help industry around the world, there is an approximate 97% failure rate. And he said, we all know it. Every one of us knows it. Every company knows it. It's our deep, dark secret that we guard with our lives. We will never write it down on paper. And he said, here's how it works. They have enough testimonials come in with the 3% that they can advertise those and make it seem like everybody's getting those results. But he said, hardly anybody's getting those results. And he said, in fact, Alex, I believe that those 3% would probably succeed no matter what.
Oh, my God. So there are literally, he's in a personal development business, and 3% of the people are getting results?
And
that's
since
not
then,
okay.
Lisa.
Wow, wow.
Since then, I've talked to a couple of other industry experts, and one of them started whispering when he confirmed that as well. So, you know, that is what fired me up and said, you know what? That is just wrong. And
wait, why
so,
is it whispering? Tell me about the whispering. Why are they doing that?
Because they don't want anybody to know.
Okay.
That if people know that, their business goes away.
Okay.
Okay.
I really, all right, so I definitely want to get to these codes, by the way, because I just
okay.
want people to know. We're storytellers here, but I really want to get to the codes.
Okay. All right. So if I can, let me tell you why there's a 97% failure rate and what the success codes do, which is what has to happen for you to succeed. Is that
okay.
cool?
Yes, definitely. Tell us why. And
okay.
Yes.
Virtually any success program you'll ever find has 3 steps, and they're exactly the same, although they may dress them up to look different. Number one, decide what it is that you want.
Right.
Number two, develop a plan to get that. And number three, put the plan into action until you achieve it.
Right. Pretty much heard that a lot. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 3-step process for the last 60 years with virtually every success self-help program in the world. And here's what I want to walk out on the limb and scream to all of your clients today, to your listeners today, Lisa, that is an absolute blueprint for failure.
Wow. So you would think it makes sense. What do you
it
want?
It does make sense. It
okay.
absolutely does.
So
here's
what do you
why.
Want, what was it? What do you my, want? How are you going to achieve it and put it into action?
That's right.
Okay.
It's a blueprint for failure, and here's why. Mm-hmm. According to Dr. Bruce Lipton at Stanford Medical School, the odds of having a health issue heal, the odds of making a major life change, the odds of going from failure to success on the basis of your willpower is 1,000,000-to-1 shot. And that's based on research he did in the lab at Stanford University Medical School. Professor
okay.
William Tiller agrees, he's also at Stanford, and says, The unseen is always the parent of the seen. He says, we're hearing all the time today about conscious intention. And he said, and this is Professor Tiller, he said, conscious intention is real, but you also have an unconscious intention, which nobody's talking about. And if the unconscious intention conflicts with the conscious intention, it wins every time. So trying to change these things by willpower
is not going to work.
It's not going to work. It's a blueprint for failure. So
I've experienced that with dieting. Yeah.
That
is not going to work. Mm-hmm.
And that's why diet books are the number one best-selling category every year to the same people every year. Here's what has to happen in order to be successful.
Okay.
And guys, if you don't do the success codes, that's fine. But here's what has to happen to truly go from not succeeding to succeeding. How do you know if you're failing? Ask yourself this question. Am I succeeding to the degree that I'm capable of? If your answer to that is no, it is absolutely guaranteed that you have the equivalent inside of you of a computer virus.
Okay, I want to find out from my listeners. I want to check in with them. Are you succeeding to the degree that you are capable of? Text it into the questions box there. Just let me know. Are you succeeding to the degree that you're capable of? I want this to land with you guys to find out, is this really where we're at? I mean, I probably am not. I pretty much am convinced about that. But, okay, let's go.
Here's what you have to do to succeed, and
okay.
It's the same every time, and it's a three-step process too, but it's a very different one. Number one, you have to deprogram, and this is in the unconscious mind. This is not about willpower. This is about the right tool. So number one, you have to deprogram. You have to eliminate what I call your human hard drive viruses that are saying, no, you can't make this much money. You can't succeed. The economy's too bad. You aren't connected enough, etc. And we all have those. Number two, you have to reprogram. You have to install new software, and this one is also in your inner subconscious, so it has nothing to do with willpower. It has to do with the right tool. Just like if you have a computer virus, it's not about willpower fixing that thing. It's about getting Norton antivirus or taking your computer into a technician who knows how to fix it. It's not about sitting there with willpower and trying to fix that virus. For almost all of us, we can't do that through willpower. It's the same with our human hard drive viruses. And number three, you have to overlay a new blueprint onto every decision, every action that you take in your life. And this is willpower. Number three here is willpower. But every program you will ever find teaches you to take conscious action the wrong way. Again, almost ensuring failure.
Okay.
So those are the three things that have to happen. You have to deprogram and reprogram in the un- and subconscious mind. If you don't do those, just forget it. You can't succeed without doing those. It's non-negotiable. And then number three, you have to overlay a new blueprint onto your life that is what I call in harmony with the spiritual laws of nature.
Okay.
That
All
shows
right.
you what to do in any and every situation.
So these are the new questions to be asking yourself right now. And so ask yourself the questions again. What do you want more than anything right now? And by the way, when I ask people if they were getting what they want, I have just a slew of no's. Definitely not. I'm not succeeding. There is so much more to me. I mean, people are really, you are landing with people on the phone here this is where the source of pain is. And I get why you moved from the healing codes to success for people, because this is where the healing is. It is really needed here.
Right.
So, all right. So this is what I got from your questions is, what do you want more than anything? How will that change your life, and how will you feel? Is that right? Am I on the right track there? I want people to...
Yeah, now you're getting a little bit ahead of me. That's where I was going next.
Okay, all right, talk to me.
Okay, all right, and this is about item number three, which is overlaying the conscious blueprint. Almost every success program you'll ever see says, okay, number one, what do you want? And it's almost always in your circumstances, the circumstances of your life, okay? And it's wrong. It puts you into a place of failure. So I want to show you how to get immediately into a place of success and start right now by the time you hang up your phone from this call. So the question is, and Lisa just said it, what do you want right now more than anything else?
Okay, write that down. You guys have your pens and papers out. What do you want right now more than anything else?
And here's how I want you to answer that question, all right? I want you to pretend like Aladdin's genie is standing in front of you, and he says, I'm going to give you one wish. It's the only one you can ever have in your life, and you can wish for almost anything. You can't wish for more wishes or for somebody to love you or something like that. But $10 million, you got it. A health problem healed, you got it, okay? So, but he also says, you have to give me an answer within 10 seconds or you lose your wish.
Oh, okay. Okay? That's interesting. Okay.
So, okay. It's the only wish you'll ever get. No one will ever know how you got this. They'll think it just happened organically. So I want you to put yourself in that situation right now and not give the right answer, but give the answer you would actually give the genie if you had that choice, if you had that wish. So I want to pause for 10 seconds and have you write down, I'll tell you when your 10 seconds is up, what you're going to wish for from the genie. Go ahead.
And this is for your whole life. Like, what do you want for your whole life?
That's right. Well, okay. Right now.
No, right now. Okay, right now in this moment.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Write down what you would ask the genie for. Okay. I've been asking people this question more than anything I've ever done in my life.
I'm sorry. I want people to type that in. I'm sorry. I just missed that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, type it in. Yep, I want to see it. If you feel comfortable with it, type it in because it's interesting. Okay, this is really, really interesting. I've been through this process already. I listened to the process already, so I'm not playing along here. I want you all to get this. I want you all listening to get this. Okay. Write it down. Type it in to me. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've been asking people this question for about 24 years now, thousands at a time, one at a time, and everything in between. And in my experience, 99% of people give the wrong answer to this question, and it's the reason they fail. And if you start giving the right answer to this question, you will almost immediately start to succeed, okay? Over 99% of people, in my experience, the last public group I did this with was over 1,600 people, and six of them gave the right answer.
I can tell you what the majority answer is, money, 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 money.
The majority answer is something in your external circumstances,
mm-hmm.
Money, health, relationships involving someone else doing something, et cetera, something in your external circumstances.
Okay.
There's three questions. That's the first one. What do you want right now more than anything else? The second one is, if you got number one, what would that do for you? What would that change in your life? And I would encourage you to write these questions down, because then you can use these with your family and friends to help them find out what they really want. So number two is, if you got number one, what would that do for you? What would that change in your life? And then write the answer down to that. And then question number three is, if you were to get number one and you had the change in your life from number two, how would you feel?
Hmm.
Okay. Now.
That's an important question. How would you feel?
That's
if you
right.
Got those things, okay?
More than 99% of people answer number one with an external circumstance. Less than 1% of people answer question number one with what I call an inward state, which is love, joy, peace, freedom, courage, and 1,000 other things, okay? Here's why this is so critical. If the number one goal of your life, and that's really what I was asking you, I tricked you just a little bit, and I apologize. But if I had asked it that way, you would have given a different answer. But how you answered question number one, what do I want most, is really what's the number one goal of your life right now. If the number one goal of your life is an external circumstance, according to Harvard University research, and you can read this in a book called Stumbling Onto Happiness by Dr. Dan Gilbert from Harvard. If the number one goal of your life is an external circumstance, it puts you into an immediate, chronic state of stress until you either get that thing or don't get it. Why is that significant? Almost all illness and disease come from stress. Stress dumbs us down, drains our energy, makes us tired all the time, makes us come at whatever we're doing from a negative perspective, and causes us to fail. Okay?
And, right. Yep. Go ahead. I mean, because...
So if the number one goal is an external circumstance, you have just put yourself into that state. And sometimes for years or decades, if you get it, if you get the thing that you want, which is the best outcome, there's one of two possibilities. You will woohoo for an hour, a week, a month, and then you'll be right on to the next thing in your life that's not the way you want it.
I was just going to say, you have like a short little celebration, and you say, well, if I can get that, I can get more and more and more and more. Yeah, uh-huh.
Right. That's one possibility. The other possibility is the ladder leaning against the wrong building phenomenon, which happens to so many people. I work with a lot of country music stars here in Nashville. I can't tell you how many of them live in 30,000 square foot houses and are miserable.
Wow.
Okay. So those are the two possibilities. This may be a bombshell to you, but please hear this statement. It is not within the realm of possibility for you to have as your goal an external circumstance, achieve it, and it bring you lasting fulfillment. It is impossible. Clinically impossible. Okay? Now, on the other side, if the number one, that's both if you get it. If the number one goal of your life is an external circumstance and you don't get it, very often it leads to full-blown despair and hopelessness, and that's it for that person. Okay? Now, on the other side, if the number one goal of your life is not an external circumstance, it is an inward state, like love, joy, peace, etc., here's how that changes. You will almost always achieve it. Nobody externally has to do anything. Nothing external has to change. No bone or blood or tissue has to heal. Just an energy pattern. So you'll almost always achieve it. When you do, no one can take it away from you. You are guaranteed it will satisfy you long term. And here's the one that's absolutely magic. If the number one goal of your life is an external circumstance, you will usually not get it. And if you do, it won't satisfy you.
Wow, that's huge.
If the number one goal of your life is an internal state, you will almost always get it. And the external as a bonus. The reason, here's the reason. The internal is what creates the external. The external does not create the internal. It's impossible in the field of physics, according to Professor Tiller. Okay? The reason people have an external as their number one goal is because they believe that if they achieve it, it will purchase for them the answer to question number three, which is how would you feel?
I wrote that down. Number one does not purchase number three, but number three can purchase number one.
That is right. And almost every success program you see teaches to focus on the external that you want. It is almost guaranteed failure.
Right. Right. Oh my God, it's guaranteed. So the writing by I want $100,000 by this date and this time and as acting as if it.
That's right. It's guaranteed failure, and you're miserable the whole time as well. What we're talking about here is virtually guaranteed success, and that's why this program works the way it did. And Ken said, I want to come to work with you because I think you've got a 97% success rate instead of a 97% failure rate, and we don't. It's higher than that.
Is one of the listeners is asking, is freedom an internal or external desire?
Well, if you're talking about freedom of getting out of jail, that would be external. If you're talking about an internal sense of freedom from fear, from doubt, from your circumstances, that's absolutely internal.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting distinction.
So what the Success Coach does is it does all three of those. It is the mechanism, the antivirus program that deprograms you and eliminates your viruses, and that's a mechanism. It's not willpower. It inserts new software, and this part takes about 40 days with the Success Codes. It creates and inserts new success software. We call it a super success memory. And then number three, it gives you a conscious blueprint to overlay onto every 30-minute time slot of your life for the rest of your life to focus on what is in harmony with the spirit, what I call the spiritual laws of nature. There's physical laws of nature and there's also spiritual ones. You can't violate either one of them and get away with it.
See, now that is very, very important here is that these codes you have, it's not just a one-time fits all, you're successful now, it's over thing. You have to work with everything in life is a process, but it begins with reframing your ideas around that process. So
right.
The whole big, huge aha moment for me right now is that the goal setting causes failure. Never thought about it that way.
Well, you know, it's shocking news, but it's also good news because in the last 50 to 60 years in the self-improvement, self-development world, if we were all in the same room and said, how many of you have tried success programs before that did not make you successful? I guarantee you, arms would go up everywhere. And I would too. I tried a bunch of them before I learned all this, and none of them worked for me either. It's because they're taking you to failure, not success. Now they're good people.
Not intentionally, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it does work. I would say maybe goal setting causes about 98% failure. It does cause success for, you know, some people. And I think if you layered together every single thing on this 24 guests in these teleseminars that we're doing, you would have complete success in 24 days. But it's interesting because it does, there, you know, as I'm seeing here, the response is coming in, no, definitely do not have what I want or I am not getting what I am capable of at the moment. I mean, those no's came flooding in instantaneously.
Right.
People say that there's like a block. It feels like there's a block of some type of success. And, you know, that there's all sorts of things, you know, that just people are just saying, I don't think I'm getting what I really, truly think I'm on this planet to get. And the reason is because we're so focused on the external rather than the internal. And the internal is what gets you the external. Is that saying that right?
That is absolutely right. Think about all the real movers and shakers throughout history. I mean, Gandhi, Jesus, Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, etc. And ask yourself this question. Was their success built on external stuff, or was it built on a deep internal belief, love, truth, fortitude? You know, there's no question. It was about what they had internally that powered everything. Well, guys, that's true with you too.
So how do the success codes work to get you to be really, really clear about the internal.
Yeah. Step one is to eliminate the viruses, eliminate the blocks as people are writing into you. I feel like I've got this block. Well, you know what? It's because you do. And so step number one is to use the success codes for removing those internal blocks. Those are energy patterns. Those are destructive energy patterns in your memories that are resonating fear, anger, sadness, etc., and putting your body into stress, which is failure mode, dumbs you down, drains your energy, causes you to be negative, and causes you to fail. Okay? That's step one, is eliminate all the viruses, eliminate all the negative programming
okay.
related to the success that you're trying to achieve. Number two.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Within
the success codes, the special offer that Alex Lloyd has put together here, within there are the block breaker codes that come
right.
from the healing codes that that Alex had downloaded. So just so you know, this is the whole system is there for you for in the special offer, which is theawareshow.com/Lloyd. But I just want to mention to that, there are block removal codes
right.
using a specific sequencing. We do 30 seconds each position for 8 minutes a day, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's a whole sequencing in there that really this is what Alex has experienced as being so incredibly effective. But anyway, that's in there. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. And the block breaker is not in the healing codes. That is unique to the success codes.
Cool. Great to know. Oh, didn't know that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And so after you remove all the blocks, then you infuse the new success memory. That takes about 40 days. Okay?
Perfect.
And it literally creates in your un and subconscious what I call a super success memory, that once that thing is infused completely, you're almost going to have to try not to be successful because that's your new default. You've gotten new software now. You're reprogrammed. And so what comes naturally now is what came unnaturally before, to go out there and bust it in whatever success is for you. And then step three is to start overlaying a new conscious blueprint, a new way of evaluating success in your life that removes the stress instead of giving you stress. When your goal is external circumstances, remember the research from Harvard, it puts you into instant chronic stress, which is the definition of failure. Once you overlay the new blueprint, it removes the stress. It takes you out of that into a place where it's easy and you're doing it effortlessly and it flows and it's in harmony.
Yes.
And now success is not something you have to achieve. It's something you are achieving.
I love that we're talking about this, especially for the 40 days. I mean, this is the summer for a lot of people and we're heading into a holiday week. And I really am encouraging people to take some time with this, especially since this is something that Alex says, if you do this for 40 days, every time you hit up against one of the blocks in your life, throughout your life, I mean, it's easy to talk about in an hour phone call, but then you're going to get off the phone in 2 to 3 hours, something's going to light you up, trigger you, run an old program, sabotage you, and you're going to completely forget that you had this enthusiasm during this hour phone call. But the way to break that cycle is to take this formula. It's a formula, and in just overlay it on every area of your life, every moment, every 30 minutes if you have to, so that you can get to that desired state. And what I learned from doing this is that this desired state that you want, this how will you feel, this number three is and will happen in every single moment of your life, which guess what that gives you? That gives you your number one.
That's
it's
right.
It's already there. It's there.
That's right.
It's absolutely already there. And it's so beautiful because you've deprogrammed all of the crap, you've reprogrammed it, and then you take action on it. That was the whole original for it, like, here's how you get success. And that's what it is. But this is essentially, you've gotten your goal already if you've got that number three. And the rest is easy. The rest falls into place. It all goes there. It's an incredible way of really embodying it. But I'm really encouraging people to take time with this. Take time with it. Do the process. Involve yourself in it. Don't just look at this as a one problem fits all. I mean, do the programs, the codes, and on the temples, and the Adam's apple, and the bridge, and the booster, and the whole thing. I mean, on the jaw, there's various different codes in here that work so beautifully to assist you in unlocking all the old stuff, and then bringing out that great success that we're really meant to do here. It's an incredible state. For me, it always goes back to love. That for me is. And then every single thing that I'm doing, all the action steps that I'm taking are taken with love. All of how I feel, my essence, my internal is really to communicate positive messages to people, really, truly, in every moment of my life. If I see someone yelling at their kid, that I can have the freedom to talk to that person and say, this is imprinting your child for life. Think of it a different way. I mean, if I can really be that agent of change in my life everywhere I go, then that's what it means to me to achieve success. The money, everything else will follow. If I'm really, truly walking and living in that place every single moment of my life, and it's action with love. That's what it is. It's action with love. So, sorry, I went on a tangent there. Where were we?
That was beautiful, and you're exactly right. And you know, the interesting thing is we have so many people out there saying these things, but none of the programs produce them. Because it's not that they're bad people. A few weeks ago, I had a couple who is one of the most famous law of attraction teachers in the world. If I were to say the name, I bet 99% of people would know who they are. And they're dear friends of mine. I love them dearly. We've been great friends for years, stay in each other's homes. And they contacted me not long ago, and they said, we are about to go bankrupt. Everything in our life is crumbling.
Wow.
We don't understand why. And I took them through this success program, and they called me back a few weeks later, and they said, well, there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is that we're healed, and our business is going through the roof. It's almost miraculous. The bad news is we're in that 97% that you're talking about that have been teaching failure, and now we don't know what to do because we're known for this all over the world, and now we know it's wrong. So what do we do? But you know what? They're people of integrity. So I think they're going to come around and start, you know, joining with me and teaching the truth now.
It's about the outcome. It is about, I mean, that's what it really is you can talk about it, but if you are not living it, if you are not really, what is the outcome? What is it really? What's the evidence in your life? And I'm not talking about physical, you know, monetary outcome. It's what is it that you're living? And, I mean, this has really been, I must tell you, Alex, I've hit a whole new level in my life because I do about 7 or 8 interviews a week. And in the past, it was, for me, I was, you know, going from interview to interview to interview and not really embodying what these changes really, 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 really mean to me. Because I had a certain block in my life that was saying, you can listen to it, but you can't do it. You really can't really do it, right? So where are you?
I'm in a totally quiet room. I was wondering the same thing about you.
It sounds like someone just got in an elevator. Okay.
I know. I heard a beep like a truck backing up. But I'm in a quiet room out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, me too. That's funny. Maybe one of the phones got unmuted. Here, I'm bearing my soul, and I'm hearing this truck. That was funny. Well, the bottom line is the reason I can laugh and integrate everything is because I am fully present, is because I am fully engaged and very excited, and I'm not running just a script in my life anymore. I'm applying and enjoying and embodying, and I've had some really amazing aha moments in the last week or so that have really just, it's really intensified every single action that I'm taking, and it's fun. It's alive. I feel alive. This is a perfect time for this to come in to my life. So I'm diving into the success codes. I'm getting this package because I want to do the work. I'm ready in my life to do this to the deepest level possible. And I mean, one would think that I already achieved a lot of success and have a great career and a great life, but I want to take it to the next level and really get what the outcome is for me. And I spent, you know, it's interesting. I've gone through an amazing journey. I spent an interesting evening with a deep healer, a very interesting healer last week. At the beginning of this week, I don't know when it was, but it really has shifted. So you coming in at this time is really, really important. So I just want to say, gosh, keep going. We're not even done here. What time is it? I don't know. Let's keep going. I'm having a moment here, Alex. But it's good. It's good. Can we take people through a process?
I don't know if we have time to do that. I'll be happy to if you've got extra time.
Yeah. Do you? I mean, I want this for our listeners, and I want them to experience what this
is. Sure.
Yes.
Sure. What I would say, let me describe for the healing centers, and then we'll take you through a block removal. Does that sound good?
Absolutely, yes. And for people, they know, and I told you at the beginning, there is a special offer here on the call. If you go to theawareshow.com/Lloyd, L-O-Y-D, this whole entire process is there for you. I'm not going to spend a lot of time selling the whole thing and explaining. You got to go there yourself, figure out what it's about for you. And if you answer these three questions in the reverse order and you really want to understand what it means to live your life from that place of your intention, your desired state, rather than the outcome, the external stuff. If you want to live your life from the internal, then go for it. Dive into the package. Experience it for yourself, because I know I'm committed, but I want people to go through this process with Alex Lloyd, okay?
Yeah, and there is a one-year guarantee on that. We want you to have the results before you're on the hook for the purchase. So
wow, that's
you to know
nice.
That.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you. Okay,
you're
great.
Welcome. Okay, so if you're listening, when you think about success for you, what do you see? All right, what is success for you? What do you want to achieve? What resonates for you? Now, it needs to be a win-win-win-win. It needs to be, in what I say, in truth and love, not just for total selfish reasons. But whatever that is for you, what blocks, what negative things come up to you that you feel are keeping you from that? Is it time? Is it fear? Is it other people? What is it? So I'd like you to take just a second to write down for yourself I'd start with one. What is one block that I feel like I have to success? And it can be physical, it can be emotional, it can be another person, just whatever it is, whatever it actually is. Okay? So take just a second and write down whatever that is. All right?
Okay.
And the second thing is I'd like you to rate that from 0 to 10. 0 means it doesn't bother you at all. 10 means it is as bad as it could possibly be. All right? So write down a number. Don't get caught up in that one. Some people really stress over the number. Just ballpark it. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And then the third thing is write down the emotion you have most related to whatever that block is, unless it is an emotion. If it is an emotion, then you've already got it. But if it's not, if it's another person, if it's some circumstance, if it's financial limitation or whatever, then write down the emotion you have most related to that block. Fear, frustration, anger, irritation.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it is for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you want me to give my examples, or do I just?
Yeah,
want
sure.
To
That'd
have
be
to...
helpful, I think.
Okay, good. So mine is time, and that's my biggest complaint. And I want people to have their own experience here, but I'm just using myself as an example. It's about an 8 for me, and it is incredibly frustrating.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, Lisa, well, let me go ahead and describe the healing centers. You know them, Lisa, but some other people don't, and we'd like them to follow along with you.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you.
So the bridge is where your eyebrows would grow together if they grew together, and you activate these healing centers not by touching the spot, but by pointing at it with your fingertips. You pretend like your fingertips are little flashlights, okay? And you're going to try to aim those flashlights on the healing center. So the first one is the bridge where your eyebrows would grow together. The second one is Adam's apple. It, for you ladies, it's about two-thirds of the way up your throat if you can't feel an Adam's apple. The third one is the jaw, which is the back bottom corner of the jawbone on both sides of the face, about the size of a silver dollar. And the fourth one is in the temple area. Now, it's not exactly on the temple, but for demonstration purposes, that'll work okay. Just consider that it's the temple. And you can, as you do a code, it can be any combination of those four healing centers and your two hands. So it could be, for instance, right hand on the temple and left hand on the jaw. So you would put, you would focus your left hand on that jaw spot on the left side of your face, and your right hand focused on the temple area of the right side of your face. Now, if it was both hands bridge, you would focus all 10 fingertips on that spot where your eyebrows would grow together. Okay? So what I'm going to do is lead Lisa through a block removal code for her time issue and frustration.
Okay.
And so, Lisa, you don't need to think about anything in particular. It's not about that. It's just about the mechanism of activating the code.
Okay?
Okay. Now try to relax. It works faster if you relax.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do left hand temple and right hand Adam's apple. And if you're listening, follow along with Lisa.
Okay.
And address your time issues if you can think of some. Left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple. From about, and you're activating that from about 2 to 3 inches away from the center, and you're just staying comfortably in that position until it's time to move to the next position, and I'll tell you when that is. Okay, Lisa, move to both hands Adam's apple, please.
Okay.
And now move to both hands temples, please.
Okay.
All right, and where is the frustration now, Lisa? 0 to 10.
My eyes opened, and that's when I said, okay, I felt total clarity.
All right.
Like laser focus clarity.
Wonderful. So what we would do, that's step one, and so now she may have other things besides time.
No, that actually relates directly to what I, because I get, time gets away from me, and that's one of the reasons where I feel like I waste time, because I can't, that clarity enables me to, that's what I needed. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So what Lisa might need to do, or what you would be doing if you were doing the process, is you would eliminate all blocks related to the success that you want to work toward. Then step two is to infuse the new software, the new super memory, which takes about 40 days, and then overlay the blueprint to say, okay, what do I do now? And that now is every now for the rest of your life. What do I do? What's the right decision? How do I do it? How do I make, how do I choose, et cetera?
And the success codes are what I'm looking at here. There's specific types of codes on forgiveness and healthy actions and transforming the belief and then love. I mean, you have a day, a program here, what to do each day.
That's right.
Each day. So this goes through all, I'm looking at least 12 days right here of exactly what to do each day.
That's right. And also, you know, some people, if you ask them, okay, what is the success that you want? Their answer is, I don't know. So there's also a way to use this where it will show you what the success is for you, and then you can start working toward that as well.
Oh, great. Okay, so this is, and I guess I should just spend a second on the success codes themselves. They are a day-by-day program of removing the blocks and then getting to what your success is, what your desired state is, and then doing a daily program. Is that right? You can explain it better than I can. I'm not.
Well, yeah. You can do it one of two ways. You can say, okay, here's the success I want to go for, so I'm going for this, period. And that's the remove the blocks, infuse the new memories in 40 days, overlay the blueprint, and you're off. Another way you can do it is to say, you know, I just want to become kind of successful in every way, so I'm going to do a general program that is a day-by-day thing. You can do it either way.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's fantastic. So it does. It removes everything is in, is the process is all part of this. It's removing the blocks. It's, so that's the deprogramming, and then infusing the new memories, which we talked about, which mine was taking action with love. And then essentially, you've already gotten your goal at that point, but now you overlay that blueprint over 40 days, right? Okay.
Yeah, but what you just said, Lisa, is so important.
It is.
You've already got your goal at that point. And how many people have been running around the world for decades, and they're still trying to get that feeling, and so they try another thing. Okay, maybe if I achieve this, I'll get love. Maybe if I achieve this, I'll get peace. But none of it works. And what you just said is the whole ball of wax, man. It's once you deprogram and reprogram, now you've got it. You've got love, joy, and peace.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is true. It's, yeah, I'm glad you caught that. Yeah, well, I definitely encourage people, go to the awareshow.com/Lloyd. Thank you so much, Alex, for doing the process, which I really appreciated, because people will be able to experience, again, the day-by-day process of where you know, where to unlock these meridians, these centers from, the healing centers in the body, and then how to overlay the memory, and then repeat. And in every situation that you get in, you have a tool. You have a real tool. I love that.
Right,
that.
Me too. But, well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure, and thank you for helping us spread the word.
Oh, I'm a big fan of you, and I've always been, and I know that so many people have gotten the healing codes, and that when you had something else that you were talking about, and that you were on all these different media outlets for, I had a feeling that you were up to something new and exciting. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and thank you all for listening, and thanks for listening, letting me vent during the call. I really appreciate it. Alex, you're awesome. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome. I think you're awesome, Lisa.
No, thank you. And I'll talk to you soon. And for all of my incredible, wonderful listeners, go to that website. Go to theawareshow.com/Lloyd, L-O-Y-D. This is a process that you are going to want to have in your life. This is for all of you that like systems and structure. This is a way to put that into place in your life and then infusing the healing in. And just, it's a full-on game changer. It's a life shifter. That's what I said at the beginning of the call, and I really do truly believe that. And I thank you all so much for being a part of this. And remember, there's a free thank you gift there as well. If you just click on that link, theawareshow.com/Lloyd, and if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see the thank you gift as well there for you. And I just thank you all so much for listening, for being on the call. Just by listening, you've already started to make these changes in your body. And I have a deep amount of gratitude and appreciation for all of you being here and to your success. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.